Welcome back, guys, to Back the Pack. I'm Asim. This is my fellow backing off packing bandar, Omar. We're going to call this one Brainless in Bengaluru.
That's a good name.
Yeah. I think it says it all, really.
It does, doesn't it?
You know, we've made it the situation that every game is a must win. We made it difficult on ourselves, and now if we're going to win, it's going to have to be the Pakistan way. So, Omar?
Yeah, welcome again. Thank you for tuning in once again, and also thank you for tuning in earlier throughout the day. We were doing live streams, weren't we, Asim?
So, yeah,
we had some good interaction with yourselves, and we managed to gain some new fans and some new followers.
Yeah, it's been a good week.
It's been a good week. Despite the fact that today's outcome wasn't anything that I expected. I don't know where to start, really. I thought the India game was hard to, you know, take, but this one was a tough one to swallow.
Mm.
You know, I think the way Pakistan started the day, we started off on a bad start. You know, people talk about the toss. Both teams wanting to win the toss and bowl first.
Yeah.
So I don't think, personally, I don't think the toss was as crucial as I think the social media has made it out.
Mm.
you know, but first 10, 15 overs.
Yeah, I mean, it started off looking like we're going to get hit about. We're going to, just not get anything out of this game. And, you know, okay, once again, I know we say this every week with this World Cup, but seems like a batting pitch. Seemed like we weren't going to get very, you know, no early wickets again, you know. So, yeah, I was worried at that point. I think we both were.
I think with Bengaluru, If you go back into a bit of previous history with that ground, it's a small ground. The dimensions are quite small. I think on one side of the boundary is like 63 meters.
Yes.
So it's quite a small ground. So if you, as a bowling team, sort of have any wayward line, and it as soon as it hits that wood, you know, 9 times out of 10,
it's going somewhere.
Yeah. So, and we saw that today, you know, with the Warner. And Mitch Marsh, anything loose, it was gone. And to be fair, even when they didn't ball any loose balls, anything they could get underneath, it was gone.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little concerned. I know we discussed this off air, but, you know, Shaheen started off, I think, well. But then it went for that first ball, we were going for an early review.
Yeah.
And that was very concerning. I mean, I was thinking, okay, there were apparently team members saying that, listen, it's taking a nick, you know, it's not, you know, but
I think there's, you know, when you get too many chefs.
Yeah.
That's it. I think that was a scenario.
100%.
You know, and yeah, you're right. I mean, but Shaheen looked better today.
Yeah.
You know, 100%. Let's take some positives out of the game. And I think we'll definitely address the elephant in the room. But I think let's kickstart with the positives. And I think Shaheen looked very good today. He took a fifer. He was on a hat-trick twice. You know, a bit of a slow start, but eventually his pace got up and he actually looked quite good.
Yeah. He looked, well, yeah, I was happy to see him, his reaction to the wickets.
The old Shaheen.
The old celebration, yeah, exactly. And, you know, we wanted the Falcon back.
Absolutely,
And I feel like the Falcon arrived today. A little late, but he arrived. Yeah, it was a slightly different Shaheen, like I say, no early wickets, none of that kind of explosive start. But I think, you know, maybe that's become kind of the way it is in this World Cup, that a lot of teams get a good start, so you have to capitalize, you know, at the death. And Shaheen definitely did that with this fifer, like you say. And Harris as well, you know, first spell was...
that was atrocious, awesome.
Terrible.
That first spell with Harris, that was...
But the second, you know, his four, you know, three wickets that he got... you know, good for him, you know, and, you know, hopefully he's going to build off that going forward.
The thing is with Harris, he's renowned for the best death bowler that we've had.
Yeah.
And, you know, he knows where to put that ball towards the end of the innings. But he started off the innings first over. That first over, was it 2 sixes and a four?
Something like that, bro. It was, and it was, you know,
it was painful.
Yeah.
And it was painful. But yeah, I mean, I think he looked good. I kind of liked, and I was listening to, I think it was Simon Dool, during the first change and when Ifti was brought on.
Yeah, yeah.
And even he said, you know, Barbara's today, Barbara's doing something different.
Yeah, there was some good, a different game plan, adapting.
A little bit. And it was good. And I think, to be fair, Ifti bowled pretty decent.
Yeah, Ifti was economical.
He got hit. I mean, but then tell me one bowler then.
Yeah. No, I think, I mean, he had some of the best figures. You know, what was it? Economy or 4.62. I mean, compared to the rest. You know, he was our best in terms of that.
He deserved more wickets.
Yeah.
Or he deserved
He deserved something, right, for that. But yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, we brought in Usama Meer, and that was my concern. You know, he's not looked great leading into the series, or leading into the World Cup even. And we gave him a chance, which I don't think is a bad thing as such. Like, you know, we've discussed making changes and trying to adapt and, you know, doing what other teams are doing. But, you know, that early on, we could see that he was nervous, maybe, you know, missing that, the drop catch.
It was his first World Cup
game. Yeah, yeah, first World Cup game, and fair enough. But you know, this was a very critical match for us. Like I say, now everything is a must win.
That's the thing.
So to put him in that limelight, in that spotlight, we needed someone who was going to...
But let's address the elephant.
Yeah, go.
Usama Meer in, Shadab Khan out. You've taken out a player that's out of form, and you've brought in a player that's out of form.
Yeah.
Yeah? So this was the argument that was ongoing about Fakhr Zaman and Imam.
Yes. Yes.
You know that Fakhr wasn't in form, and to be honest, Imam wasn't really in form. I mean, he had a good start and stuff. And, you know, we were chopping and changing players around, and now we've done the same with taking Shadab out. Clearly he's out of form. He needs to go back, probably a bit more domestic cricket, a bit more first-class cricket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you bring in someone like Usama Meer. If I'm very honest,
yes,
Usama Meer has been part of, I think, the New Zealand home series that we had. He played the 100, so he's played a few of the franchise cricket. But even in the 100, and maybe the format is different, but ultimately, even then, he doesn't convince me enough. And I'm not writing him off.
No, but if you bring him in at this point,
yes,
like I say, it's such a critical game. We need a player who, I mean, see, look, this is the thing where I find it kind of ironic, I guess, where we've taken Shadab out, then he's come in as a fielder. He's taken vital catches, right? So
he's your best fielder in that squad.
Yeah, I mean, in the commentary they were saying he's top three fielder in the world at the moment.
So. I get you can't bring in a player just for the fielding.
No, yeah, of course. Yeah.
That just doesn't make sense. However, he could change a game. You know, he's got a bullet arm, couple of good runouts. You know, but again, I don't know whether Usama Meer was the right choice, but we'll go back to our first episode. We'll go back to our pre-World Cup, when the squads were being talked about. We don't have a backup. We don't have a genuine spinner. Yeah? So, what do we do? Where do we go? Who do we go to?
We've already discussed the option of, an injury and bringing in Abrar. I mean, we've heard a lot of calls, seen a lot of comments online, a lot of tweets online talking about Abrar coming in. That's the solution.
So I overheard some guys talking. I was out with a couple of friends, and they were talking about, there was a group of table that was sitting behind us in the restaurant, and they were definitely cricket fans. And one of them was actually a journalist that was covering other tournaments, so not the World Cup, obviously, because he was here. But his contacts and his links that were covering the tournament from India. And I overheard him say that someone will be injured and Abrar will be coming in. Now, I was assuming when they said Fakhar had a knee injury,
yes,
that was his replacement.
You did say that, yes.
But I don't know if that made sense, to be fair.
I mean, listen, we can pick apart Osama. You know, it was his first game, like you said, at World Cup.
I'm not going to solely blame him, but he dropped a crucial catch.
Yeah.
David Warner was on 10.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if
he was on 10. He's gone on and got 160. I mean, listen, don't take credit away from Warner because he was amazing. He was outstanding.
Yeah. He loves playing in India, man.
You know? He also loves playing at the Chinnaswamy Stadium.
Yeah.
So he's got a great eye. You know, he was some of the shots he was playing. I mean, I'm sure you guys.
Effortless.
You know, the flicks.
And this is the thing that also concerns me. I mean, I know we'll go into it later, but just the ease of hitting sixes again against us.
Yeah.
And how we struggle to clear the boundary.
Didn't we? It was down to Ifti.
We'll get to that. And I think, just, I mean, on the bowling side, I mean, so Nawaz, we haven't really mentioned. I don't know if there's really much to say about Nawaz, to be honest. Once again, another character who I'm not sure what he's really doing. What's he really bringing to our team?
I want to know what Nawaz's role is.
Yeah.
I want to know. So
I don't think we can answer it.
I know, but I want to know. I want to know. Someone needs to tell me what is Nawaz's role. You know, he's not doing much with the ball. He's batting like a tail ender.
Well, yeah. Like I say, we'll get to that.
That's
how
I felt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what's his role?
Mm.
But then it does go back to what options do we have?
Yeah. I mean, listen, like you say, we try not to criticize the selection going back to episode one. But I think, you know, now that we've seen kind of what's happened, it's hard not to. And I think, you know, we may be sort of flawed from the start. And like you say, if it's going to come down to an injury to bring in a bra, and then if he doesn't perform, then what are we going to do? But listen, you know, I want to be positive, like I say. Who knows? I don't know. It depends if he plays again in the next game. But if Osama comes back and does something, we may be saying something else, but at the moment, yeah, I think, you know, it's a bit of a worrying time to be, you know, chopping and changing. Like you said, mid-tournament, we seem to not have a plan. These are the things that we're trying out. And now, I don't know, we may have kind of shot ourselves in the foot in that selection.
The thing is, I don't think Pakistan know their best 11.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's a little chop and change. And,
we've been pressing this panic button after the Asia Cup.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we're going into a panic again.
Yeah, because you're right. Because going into the Asia Cup, we felt like, we got the three-pronged bowling attack.
Let's call it the pace back.
That's it. Shadab was, hoping that he'd do something and then that would be...
But then, remember when I said it in the last episode after the India game?
Yeah.
That teams other than Pakistan and even India, they have a plan B and a C and a D and a E and so on.
Yeah.
We don't have a plan B, let alone C, D and E.
Yeah.
And that's what is going to cost us this tournament.
The exit is getting
closer and closer.
Exactly. I mean, that's what's making people question Barber, isn't it? I mean, that's the thing. Because what people are saying is at the end of the day, and I mean, even, I'm not going to lie, I think it sometimes that, yes, okay, no doubting his talents and his ability, but as a captain, is he making the right choices? And I don't know, maybe the blame goes further back. You know, people are talking about Mickey and stuff like that. Look, we love
Mickey. Yeah, but Mickey is director of cricket.
Mm.
He's there. But I will take it, rewind it a bit more back. And I know this episode wasn't to focus on you know, the selection panel and stuff.
Yeah, we don't want
to
go.
I will rewind it back and go back to Inzamam.
Yes.
Yeah? Let's go back to the basics.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, starting off from your heads off, if they don't have a plan B, it's a dominoes effect.
Of course.
How is your captain and your players and, you know, coaching staff, etc., how are they going to have a plan?
Yeah, you're setting him up for failure.
You are.
Essentially, yeah. I agree.
I'm not.
It may not be him.
You know, I know that, and my followers know that I'm a big Barber fan.
Yeah, no, listen.
But
yeah.
However, my country, my nation, my team comes first.
Yeah.
And what is right for the team, what is right for the nation, is what's important to me. And maybe you know, right now, let's leave it as it is. But maybe after this World Cup, and to be fair, I say maybe, even if Pakistan qualify for the latter stages.
Yes, into the next round,
I can almost guarantee you there's going to be a huge shake-up in the squad, including the exit of Barber's captaincy. Not the player.
Captaincy.
His captaincy.
No, you're right. And you're right.
Unfortunately, the first thing our Avam, as they say, does or do is attack the captain.
Yeah.
Right? And they've been... There's a massive anti-Barber group and a massive pro-Barber group, and I'm probably in the pro category. But there's a huge anti-Barber group.
Yeah.
And it's like, Barber might do something great, but Riz might not perform, but Barber's the one to blame. You know, so it's one of those things.
No, true. I mean, like I say, just to round off the bowling side of things, like I say, I mean, everything else aside, you know, our fielding obviously let us down.
It was sloppy. It was sloppy.
Catches win matches. And
it's an old saying since I played cricket at a young age.
Yeah.
So
today that was lacking. And, you know, we cannot get away with this. I know other teams are doing it too. Australia also dropped.
I think Australia's catching,
I think there were
percentages around 57%.
Something low.
Yeah. And the highest is India at 97%. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not surprised with India because if you saw the game yesterday, those catches, India's fielding.
Listen, but that's what it is, isn't it? They switched on, and you know, I don't feel like we are, you know, in that mode right
now. I mean, I've got different opinions about Kohli getting the 100 and the whole umpiring scenario behind it. But I'm not.
This ain't back the bottom. Leave that for another.
I'm not going to get into that one.
But no, I get you. I get you. And 100%. So moving on to the batting. You know, a great start. Yeah,
another good start. In fact, probably the best start we've had. I mean, you know, on par with the India start was pretty decent, but this was a solid start from Imam and ABD. I mean, ABD looked aggressive from the moment he came in.
Yeah.
He came down the track.
Looked comfortable.
Looked very comfortable.
Yeah, there wasn't any kind of like, well, apart from that one almost catch up, was it Imam, I think?
No, it was ABD.
ABD, that was worrying. Like at that point, I was like, okay, that's our lifeline.
Yes.
And they rode it, so that was fine.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't like, oh, that was it, and then he lost the wicket.
I think my only thing was that, again, I didn't expect them to finish the game off, but I expected the way we were playing.
We
should have got to at least 200 before we lost the wicket.
I mean, it was weird because, like you say, they got to the 50 quite comfortably, and then all of a sudden, it was as if they were on a different game, and all of a sudden they're starting again.
And mentally, like a restart button was pressed.
Yeah, mentally they started trying to rush, which is how they got out. And yeah, I don't think we needed to rush yet.
But the shot that ABD got out to, so Australia were running out of ideas. They didn't know, you know, how to break this partnership. So they brought in Stoinis.
Yeah.
And ABD on his first ball, Stoinis' first over, you've tried to come dancing down the track. Stoinis has seen this. He's pushed it short.
Yeah.
It's got high onto the bat. Yeah. And it was a nothing over dismissal.
Yeah.
And it was not needed.
Disappointing, man. Like I say, like, you know, we were really thinking, okay, they built the start. Like you say, maybe we could get to 100, you know?
And that was we could have had the same start Australia had.
Yeah.
Both openers should have got 100.
Yeah. And especially that, with the lifeline.
And that would have set the tone, you know, for the rest of the innings.
And this is the thing, right? So this kind of goes in line with the story of the World Cup so far, because a lot of teams have done this, get a good start, and then a collapse. And I don't know what it is. I'm not sure, you know, because it's not like the wicket's changing or something's happening on the pitch.
Also, at one point, you saw the groundsman clearing the dew.
Yeah.
They were getting the heavy ropes out and trying to clear. That was telling you that it's easy to bat on.
Yeah.
The ball's getting wet. You know, it'll be racing towards the boundary. But for some reason, again, like, disappointing.
I mean, this is the thing. I think it all comes down to the same thing. No game plan. Yeah. Everyone's trying to hit out. I mean, I think just as after, well, Iftikhar obviously came in, was quite explosive, but then kind of following... Was it falling Rizwan or was it falling Ifti? Like, it was just like they were all just swinging.
Yeah.
Nawaz just came out swinging. And you're thinking at this point, at least get to the, you know, end of the innings, save our run rate.
And I've been saying the whole run rate scenario from, you know, day one of when we started this whole production, we're gonna, it's gonna bite us.
Yeah.
Because we're not completing 50 overs.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. And
in
and
a chase.
And it was doable. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, you know, you're starting to lose wickets, right? I think India does it best, you know, actually. Just start going for the ones, you know, just start playing again. You know, you've got time in a 50 over match, you've got time, and you can try and accelerate even at the end if you need to. But we were trying to do it so early when we had overs left. And, you know, maybe it was the big total that was in their head and they were just thinking, okay, we need to do this now. But
I think the big total, they handled it well.
Up to the collapse. You know,
and all of a sudden that collapse, that cluster of wickets. And then they pressed the panic button.
Yeah,
I saw that panic button come on. So as soon as Riz and Ifti got out, all of a sudden everyone else was just swinging.
Swinging.
And Nawaz looked like he just wanted to go back to the hotel and put his feet up. Saul Shakil, even though I do like him, you know, I think, but he needs a lot more work. He needs a lot more international game practice.
Yeah.
He needs domestic, he needs more first class, and he needs to play. So Saul Shakil for me should have played more, you know, when we play like your Zimbabwe's and your Afghanistan's and the series that we normally play leading up to big tournaments. That's the way you trial these players. You give them that game practice they need, you know, before you throw them into a big world tournament. And even Saul didn't look great. And I said this even in the India game.
Yeah.
He didn't look great. You know, I'm not writing him off.
No.
He just needs more game practice.
But this is the thing. They're trying to do that all in the middle of a World Cup.
You can't.
And this is the thing. So, looking ahead. We were having this conversation just on the way here. Sort of trying to break down and sort of plan for this. I think I was kind of looking forward to the next World Cup now. And I don't want to write us off. I'm not trying to say that. But I'm saying that a lot of teams do this where, you know, you see a particular team go into a World Cup, struggle, they learn, they stick with that formula, they stick with the team, and then by the next tournament, they're ready.
Mm.
And I think now, well, I'm hopeful now at least that, okay, listen, maybe we can do it this time. And if any team can do it, it's us. Because that's the Pakistan way, right? But my worry is that, like you were saying earlier, if we go out of this tournament at some point and we start doing chop and change, bringing new players, and then they don't work, and then we're still doing all this nonsense, and then 4 years down the line, we still don't have a first 11, you know, what are we going to do?
I actually don't remember the last solid 11 Pakistan actually had.
Mm.
So I think if we go back to the previous tournaments, World Cups, 50 overs, or even T20 World Cup, I think the 2011 team, and then I think probably the 2019 World Cup team was probably Pakistan's best 11 for a long time. Yeah. I think prior to that, if you look at 2003, when we had both W's and stuff, I think that was a solid one. But again, we didn't really get far with that one. But yeah, I think this team is solid. I think it's a good 11. If you look at it as a family, they gel well together. There's a good relationship going. And Barber Troops, you know, he does.
Yeah, the team spirit is obviously there.
Absolutely.
Right?
But I think there is, we are still sort of ruining the fact that Nasim Shah is not in the team. And we kind of need to now forget that for now, because he's not there and he's not going to be there.
Wasn't it?
It's done. We've said this before in the previous episodes that go with your 11 and back those guys.
You have to.
Now, I can almost guarantee you the next game, which is against Afghanistan, you're going to see more changes. I can see this.
Mm.
And how many times are we going to keep changing?
You know? But this is what I'm saying. Hopefully, you know, they can do that. Maybe, potentially. I don't know. I'm being optimistic. But if they can do that and learn from it and then move forward into the next 4 years with a solid 11, maybe that's
so are you?
But no, I'm not writing us off.
I was just about to say, sound like you're writing us off.
If anyone can do it, we can do it. And, you know, winning all the next matches is the only option we have. So.
But I said to you before this game, it's not going to get any easier.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We thought, okay, Netherlands was your... I mean, you can call it an easier game.
Easy start.
It was an easy start.
Mm.
Then obviously you've got India that totally you know, ambushed us,
yes,
so to speak.
Well said.
And then you've got Australia, and then you've got Afghanistan, then you've got South Africa, New Zealand, England. You know, so it's not going to get any easier. Mm. And now the, you know, this is where the Pakistan that I've always known,
yeah,
turns up.
Yeah.
We're known for this.
That's it.
You know, we'll
when the chips are down.
Absolutely.
Corner tigers
yeah, come out. The thing is, to be a true fan of Pakistan, you need to have a heart of steel. Yeah, because
and it's a stomach of steel.
And a stomach of steel, because your heart rate will be going up and down, up and down. And that is the Pakistan way.
That's right.
Whether it's right or wrong, it's always been there. If you go back to 92, you go back to 96, you go back to 99, and so on. And then if you look at the Pakistan's success in World Cups, where they've got to finals or won it, for example, 92, again, defeated all the odds to get to where we were to win the cup. Then if you look at 99, there was a few hiccups. And Pakistan played actually some good cricket in that tournament.
Yeah, of course.
And then obviously you look at the Champions Trophy, right off, and then you come back.
Never forget.
You know, you won't forget the 22 last year, got to the final. Mm. We should never got there, but a few things went our way and the Pakistan way turned up.
Yeah.
But then if you want, as a fan or as a follower, you want them to win every single game, A, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And B, if it does, you'll have the 2021 scenario.
Yeah.
Where we didn't lose nothing, got to the semis, and we lost.
Listen, bro, you mentioned Champions Trophy. I'm wearing my Champions Trophy lucky shirt. I thought it was going to bring us luck today. But hey, let's be hopeful. One thing I do need to mention, though, there's a viral clip going around at the moment, unfortunately, of a Pakistan fan getting harassed by some of the security staff at Bengaluru. And
that was actually a Bengaluru police personnel.
Well, even worse, right?
Which is worse.
Yeah. And it's just...
I want to share that with the viewers.
Yeah, we'll share it on our Facebook. Yeah. All I have to say about this, though, is, look, there's a World Cup. Everyone should be accepted. If you're going to hold a World Cup in India or wherever it is, any part of the world, we have to accept that, you know, differences aside, we should accept that there's going to be fans and this is going to be part of the atmosphere, right? And I'm not blaming this for the loss or anything like that, not far from it, but just an observation and just something that I felt that had to be said, that I really hope that going forward, this kind of dies down, because I don't want this World Cup to be remembered for that.
But this is now the second time.
I know.
That's what upsets me.
Yeah.
You know, we had the Ahmedabad issue.
Mm.
And I know we're going off from the actual game. Let's not forget the result.
Yeah.
But this also needs to be addressed. You know, you had the problem in Ahmedabad.
Yeah.
And now you've got this.
But at least in Ahmedabad, it seemed, at least from some of the clips that I've seen, the Pakistan fans that were somehow there were allowed to do what they were doing and were enjoying themselves at least as much as they could.
Yeah.
But this is saddening.
Yeah, it is. And it is sad. And, you know, my request to BCCI and ICC and anyone else watching out there is that, you know, we're holding a grand tournament. Mm. And, you know, please, you know, everyone has a right to support a team.
Yeah,
you know, we shouldn't be putting any blockers on it.
Inshallah, that will change, right? Like I say, we've got to try and be positive about it. But yeah, hopefully the fact that these things are coming out, they will try and squash us. Let's move on.
Afghanistan.
Monday. So Afghanistan next. Listen, I'm going to have a positive outlook. Like I say, we're going to back the pack and we're going to hope for the best.
Mm.
You know, at the end of the day, they're all must wins now. We can do it. I honestly believe we've got the team, and despite everything we've said this episode, we can do it. We will be back in the pack.
My only concern with that game is
it's
on a spin-friendly Chennai wicket.
Yeah. I mean, look, you said this a few weeks ago or whatever, a few episodes ago.
We don't have the right spin combination. My concern is we get caught in that spin web of the Afghanistan team, and they've got an amazing spin web.
Of course they do.
So, you know, but look, it's gonna hurt me.
Mm.
Give me a couple of days, and then we're back to Monday. So
a couple of days, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I had 5 days to sort of soak up
this,
the India defeat, and now I've got literally 2 days to get over this. But inshallah, I still, you know, we'll always back the boys. We'll always back the pack. You know, it's the road is getting tougher.
Mm.
We've got to win everything, including the semis.
Listen, 2019 vibes.
Yeah.
But listen, we can do it. Hopefully, it's not going to come out of net run rate. I don't want to start talking about that again. Hassan Ali says we're not thinking about net run rate, so nor am I.
Yeah. But he said we should, get, as long as we get points, which we haven't. So, yeah, you can take that one right back.
Anyway, yeah, listen, thank you guys. We're going to call it an end for today. Yeah. You know, like I say, positive end. We're going to back the pack. We're looking forward to Afghanistan, and we'll be back with you guys that day.
I think that's going to be a, you know, they call the India-Pakistan the biggest rivalry.
Yeah.
I think the Afghanistan-Pakistan game will be a big rivalry. And I think the fans won't be on our side.
But Muzbai?
I don't think our crowd's going to be with us.
No, that's true. But listen, I wanted to say one quick note just to thank everyone who's been following us, subscribing. Please keep doing that. We had some very nice comments. Nice comments from India, which is nice to see.
Yeah, a lot of nice. Thank you guys watching us from India.
Send a little shout out to you guys. 100%. Thank you very much.
You guys have been great to
us. Keep supporting, please. You know, jump on the lives when you can, if you're available and all that. And we're going to carry on. And just back the pack.
Back the pack. And lastly, I want to say a well done to the Pakistan football team.
Oh yes. Before we go,
we
back the pack no matter which pack.
We back the pack no matter which pack it is. Yes. So
Cambodia done. Saudi Arabia next.
Saudi Arabia's next.
All right. We're not going to make this a football podcast, but yeah.
No, well done to the Pakistan football team. And that's actually I was reminded by one of our followers, Khurram Sheikh, who follows us quite, with a very fine lens.
Yes.
And, he dropped us a message to say, guys, just to let you know. And I thought, oh yeah, that is true. We should mention this.
Yes.
So thank you, Khurram, and thank you everyone else. Stay tuned. And like Asim said, subscribe to us, share us, keep supporting us, keep loving us, and we'll keep bringing you the best of content.
Yes, bro, inshallah. Yeah. Back the pack.
Back the pack.